T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
6:45, quarter till 7, Thanksgiving Eve, Wednesday, November 24th, day 87 of Ida recovery. A lot of people in the hard-hit parishes still suffering, and God bless y'all, and let's hope you can have as nice of a Thanksgiving as you possibly can. Mike Strain joins us now, our friend, Commissioner of the Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. How you doing, Mike?
Man, I'm doing absolutely great. You got to love this weather. What a beautiful morning. It was a nice night for traveling last night. It's wonderful. Makes you feel alive to be outside.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Tomorrow will be a little bit warmer, but then Friday, get ready. It's going to be cool again. Tell me how to have a Louisiana Thanksgiving dinner, Mike. How can I put everything from Louisiana on my table?
Well, first, you do have to get that turkey. You got to start off with that. Some people now, they like to do a turkey ducking, and especially if you get a stuffed turkey ducking that's got some crawfish in there. With a crawfish stuffing, and of course, with our turkey, we have to have oyster dressing, and so that's always been that is my great grandmother's recipe. It's been handed down for generations. Then you got to have some gumbo on the side, and look, you start off, and a good gumbo cook, they cook it to perfection, and that's part of it. And you got to start off with the roux, and of course, the roux is different wherever you're at in the state, but again, you've got to have Louisiana rice. You've got to have, some oysters in there. You need some, you can put some crawfish. You got to have some shrimp in there, a little tasso or a little andouille, and you cooked it down. Look, I like to have a few crabs in that gumbo, and you cook down that Louisiana gumbo and get you some bay leaves and that. And, of course, when you start talking about sweet potatoes, right now I've got to have a baked sweet potato casserole, Louisiana sweet potatoes, with some pecans on top. Then, of course, you got to have pecan pie. And you've got to have some citrus products. When you think about Thanksgiving, and again, we have to thank our farmers and everyone and the cooks and everyone for that great bounty and, of course, the good Lord above. But a Louisiana Thanksgiving, we're generally out with a black iron pot. We're also cooking up some greens out of the garden, and you got to have that cast iron pot to cook those greens. So it's just a good, fun family time. Yeah, they taste much better in that big iron pot, right? And so I believe in that, and I do a lot of cooking. I cook gumbo in my great-grandmother's cast iron pot.
Really?
That's something heritage. Absolutely. It's on my stove. It stays on my stove, and it's very old. It's more than 100 years old, and it's shaped different. It kind of narrows as you go to the top. It's got a special lid on the top, and it's got where when the moisture gets on the lid, it drips back in. So it's got little fingers, metal fingers that come down. And it's a treasure, and it's been in my family for generations.
Man.
Yes.
Not to mention the continuity of having the same pot that your grandmother cooked the meals in for your family. That I think that's outstanding.
Well, that's one of
it's
the
like
things
there,
I enjoy here is that, my family's been here in St. Tammany Parish since the 1800s. And the homesteads still survive. And, I can go and walk on the land that my great-grandfather farmed, or to the vineyard where my great-great-grandfather had a vineyard. And it ties us to the earth. And the way it works, on the other side is that at the family cemetery, the sons are buried at the feet of their fathers. And you go back generations. And but it's about family for us. And Thanksgiving is family. Family and friends, and it's just a great time to celebrate, so much to enjoy. But you got to start. You got to think now, if you forgot to thaw that turkey, you're in trouble, right? Uh-oh. Now you're going to have to do it. You're going to have to do a water thaw. You can do a water thaw. And what you have to do, you have to put it in. For instance, if you've got a 12-pound turkey, it could take 6 hours to thaw it in water. You got to put it in, change the water every 30 minutes. Now, if you've got that big one, if it's 20 pounds, it's going to take 12 hours, changing every 30 minutes, and you have to cook it after you thaw it. But if you haven't remembered that, you know, the little nag, so what am I supposed to do? And remember that the turkey is still in the freezer, you better get with it because you're going to be in trouble tomorrow if you don't.
If it's still frozen, I'd suggest leaving it frozen and go get a fresh one if you can afford it. It'd be a lot easier, wouldn't it?
It could be, but you could also cook it twice as long. So if you look at cooking, you know, if a large turkey, say you have a 5.5 hour, well, you better figure you can cook it for 10. So you could cook it, and I would put it into a pan with a lid on it and start cooking, slow cooking. But you can still do that. You can still save Thanksgiving as a way to do that as well. But cooking a turkey,
awesome.
Now, if you're going to fry a turkey, that's not going to work, right?
No, definitely not. That's an awesome story about your grandmother's pot. It really is. It's like she's still there
she's still there. Grandma
of that.
Is still there. She
I
is
love,
still
man. I love that. We're going to talk about... We can talk about gifts of food for Christmas. You can shop Louisiana, send some people from out of town. Those are in town. Also, Christmas tree trips when we come back, because after the Thanksgiving meal, a lot of people on that day put up their Christmas tree. We're talking to Mike Strain, our good friend, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry, and just, man, one of the most positive people you'd ever want to talk to. 651 9 before 7, WWL First News Time. Let's look at traffic. 6-4 before 7, WWL First News Time, talking to one of our favorite guests, Louisiana Commissioner of Agriculture and Forestry, Mike Strain, one of the just more positive people you'd ever want to meet. Mike, what about Christmas trees? What do you have to look for when you go out to buy a tree? And are they available this year? Is there a shortage? What's happening there?
Yes, we have a good selection of trees, especially here on the North Shore. Now, Hurricane Ida and Lauren Delta, that hit us pretty hard. I was at Shady Pond Christmas Tree Farm yesterday, and that is in Pearl River, and they have a very nice selection. Now, we have 21 Christmas tree farms, and that's listed on our website. You can just go to the Department of Ag and Forestry website and get an address, but they look nice. When you go out there, you want a tree, of course, that's fairly straight, and you want one that is obviously nice and green or dark green and fragrant. And I can tell you, these Christmas tree farmers, you know, they are professionals, and these trees look really, really good. And so, you know, it's not always get a fresh one. I always have a natural cut tree, and I get it right after Thanksgiving. And I like the fragrance that it brings to the home. It just makes everything Christmas. When I was a boy, we would go out into the woods closer to our farm, and we would get, you know, a pine tree. And, of course, you know, now, you know, I go out and now I go to Shady Pine, but I've also been to Tiger Branch and Country Pines and, but you can look on that website, go out and bring the family, bring the kids. That's a tradition for me. And like Clark Jernan and I are very good friends, and I've been going out to his farm probably 20 years, you know. And so it just brings Christmas home, and it's nothing better than a fresh tree. You also need to go and visit your state capitol. We will be putting some magnificent fresh trees in that capitol. If you've never been to the state capitol for Christmas, you need to go. It's going to be fully decorated, you know, by the, you know, probably the second week there in December, but it is magnificent. It's beautiful. It's worth the trip, you know, and just go into Memorial Hall and look, and we're very proud. Each agency decorates a tree, and it's a competition between us, and they're incredible. They're beautiful. And of course, and again, that's one of the joys of Christmas is decorating the tree, decorating the home, and it just kind of brings it all in. And again, Mike, the tips, when you get your fresh tree, make sure that you trim and put some water in it.
That's what I wanted to ask you about, to keep it from drying out and needles falling off, because if you've ever seen one of these dried ones catch on fire, hoo-wee, that's very, very dangerous. Go ahead, tell us what to
do. When you get it home, either trim it again on the bottom or take a rasp and cut, because what happens, some sap will cover that bottom. When you get it home, immediately put it in water and use a stand that you can add water. And check on it frequently. And look, if you know, everybody said, look, I don't want to crawl under that tree. It's real simple. Take a funnel and a little hose and put it on the funnel and stick that down into where you water it and water that tree. And you'll be amazed how much water that goes in. Of course, if you're like me, my dog and cat like to drink the water out from under the tree, but that's part of that too. You know,
if it dries up, if it dries up, Are you done?
Well, don't turn the lights on. Yeah. You have to be careful with lights and don't put any fire near it. But if you take care of it, it'll do just fine until you get, to New Year's, and then take it down.
But if the water dries up and you're not vigilant about that, will it seal over again and then you got to rasp it out again or what?
No, it generally is one time. No, you only rasp it one time because that's the tree's attempt to heal itself after you cut it. And so you just do that one time and you will be fine. You'll be fine.
Mike, I'm thankful that you come on with us, and I hope you and your family have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I really do, man.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, to all of you, and God bless.
Thank you, sir. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk to Greg Upton about President Biden tapping.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.